The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shoykel Odom Bosor, Ais An Yantav, a person could weigh the meat, Kineger Akli. In other words, you could use like a scale, and on one side of the scale you put the Kli, and on the other side you use the meat. Or Kineger Akupitz. Or else you could put on one side of the scale, you could put the butchers, or like chopper, and on the other side you put the meat. In other words, but you could use the scale. The Chum say, no, Eimashgichin, the Chaf, Maznaim Kolikur. You're not allowed to use the scales at all on Yom Tov. So Rashi says the Pshat from Rabbi Yehuda is that even though he's also Moedi, you're not allowed to use a scale the regular way with the regular weights, because that's called a Maisa Choyl. But over here, since you're doing with the Shimui, you're not using the regular scales, the regular weights. You're using a Kli or using a Kupitz. Since it's a Shimui, it's not called Maisa Choyl. So if you'd hold, you are allowed to weigh out the meat. And the Chum say, no, still it's awesome. So Gemara says, my Kolikur, what does the Min HaChovim say? You can't use it at all. What's the chiddush? What's the extra lashon of kol ikur? Or Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu lishomro min hakvorim. Even if you want to watch the meat, that you don't want the mice to come and eat it, and the only place you could put the meat is on top of the scale, still you're not allowed to do it. You can't use the scales at all. Omer Avidi Baravin, fuhu detalya betrita. When is the scales also to touch, to use at all, if the scales are hanging on a hook? Like then it looks, that's the way you use the scales to measure it off the meat, that's Ubdu Duchel, that you can't do on Yom Tov. But if the scale is not hanging on a hook, then you could use it. For Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tabach Umin, if you have a skill butcher, is also Lishko Bosa Biyad. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to weigh out meat by putting like one piece of meat in one hand, like he knows that weighs a pound, and then on the other hand, he weighs out the piece of meat that he wants to sell. Because since he's used to doing that in the middle of the week, that's called the Ubdu Dechoyl, how to weigh the meat. For Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tabach Umin, again, if you have a skilled butcher, also Lishko Bosa B'mayim. He's not allowed to weigh out the meat by putting it into water. Like sometimes you have a big jar, and you have it scratched off, like how much water is displaced by the meat, so you know exactly how much meat came in. So that's also Ubdu Dechoyl, that's the way you do it in the middle of the weekday. It's also to do it now on Yom Tov. The Omar Rav Chia Barashi, also Lasso is Beis Yad Bebosar. You're not allowed to make a Beis Yad, a handle on the meat. Like Rashi says, naked, want to make a hole. Lechos boy, to grab a hold of the meat, that's also to do. But the Gemara says, Ab Omar Ravina, Uviyada Sharia. If you want to just do with your hands, like scratch in the meat with your hands, that's mutter. In other words, just to take a knife, that's called a derech oil. But with your hands, just to dig in with your hands into the piece of meat to make like a handle there, that's mutter. That's not called ubdu dechoyl, like Rashi says. Linka v'yatzvo, to scratch in with your fingers, shari, that's mutter. Delav derech oil hu. Aba v'sakin derech oil hu. But with a knife, it's also kishamecha bos roisa beis yad. Because that's where they used to sell meat. Amol, they didn't have like bigs. So when they sold a piece of meat, they would like cut out a handle like in the piece of meat, an indention in the meat, that the person would put his hand in there to carry it home. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. Omer Rav Huna, Mutter la'asoy simin bebosar. You're allowed to make a simin in the meat that it should not be exchanged with another piece of meat. And what's the case? Ki ho de rabo ba Rav Huna, mechatech lo atlosa karnosa. He used to cut the piece of meat on the three corners, in other words, make it look like a triangle. So that was his siman to know it's his piece of meat, and he's not afraid a guy would exchange it or someone else would exchange it, because he knew exactly the siman how his meat would look. Rabbi Yechiyah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Rabbi Yechiyah and Rabbi Shimon, the two sons of Rabbi, Sheiklin mona keneged mona b'yomtev. When they used to divide up a portion, they used to weigh it out, like one portion against the other portion, to make sure each one are taken equal portions. So the kids said they used to use a scale on Yom Tov to check out to make sure if you're taking a pound of potatoes, I'll also get the same. They're the same amount that you're taking, I'm taking. So Gemara says, come on, who do they go like? Who does Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon go like? The Chura like Rabbi Yehuda, does not go like our Mishnah. It does not go like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. But like Rabbanan, and does not go like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Why? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Omar, even Rabbi Yehuda, that's make Leon, he said, Shaykh Allah, don't boss it, can I get a kli? A person can measure out the meat, but on the opposite side of the scale, you have to use a kli, something that's not the normal manner of weighing it out. Or else take this butcher's knife, chopper, and that's what you put on the other side. So the deek is, you're only allowed to use on the other side of the scale a piece of a kli, another utensil, or else this butcher chopper. But another mon, another portion of meat, mashmin alauto. So who do they go like Reb Chinah of Shimon that they held you are allowed to use the scale to weigh out equal portions? Ikar Rabbanan, if they go like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, for Amri the Rabbanan say, Ein mashgicha mechaf maznaim kol ikar. You're not allowed to take the scale at all on Yom Tov. So who do they go like? So Marian says, Inu the Ovid Keb Yeshua. They go like Reb Yeshua. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yeshua Waimer, Reb Yeshua says, Shoiklin mona keneged mona biyomtov. Yes, you're allowed to use the scale and weigh out equal portions. Put one portion on one side, the other portion on the other side, and to make sure both portions are equal, that you're allowed to do on yomtov. And Omer Rabbi Yosef says, Halacha k'Reb Yeshua. We take a paskin like Reb Yeshua that you are allowed to weigh one portion against the other portion. Utanan bebechoris kavosei. And we also learned in the Mishnayos the Masechta Bechoris like this also. The Tanan, we learned over there, Masechta Bechoris, like Rashi says, we learned in Masechta Bechoris, the Yosso Lishcho V'Limcho Bechor Balmum. If you have a Bechor that's a Balmum, the meat, you're not allowed to shecht V'Litro, and you can't weigh it out. In other words, you can't be Mavaza the Kodshim L'du Amaisa Choyim, because it's a Bezoyin. And still it says over there, the Mona, Keneged Mona, you're allowed to weigh out one Keneged the other portion. So you see, Al Malav Uvdu the Chol Chashibulei. This is not considered an Uvdu the Chol. This is Mutter to do. The Tanan we learned over there in Bechiris, Psul Leham Gedoshim. If you have a korban, something that was Hegdish, that now becomes Posul, the Locher is Han Yosin Lehegdish. It becomes Posul, so the Chur, you could be Poydrit, and somebody pays money for it. Now usually the money goes to Hegdish. So Hegdish has enjoyment from the money. And really Rashi explains it. Rashi says that the Reish of the Mishnah, Hoch Yisa, over there, that called Psuliyam Gdoshim Nimkorim Beitlis. Really, any Kodshim that became Posel, now the Halacha is, since you want to be Poydrit, and the people pay money for it, so we want to make sure they'll pay good money for it. So therefore, the Rabbanim will make us to say the money, the meat that they get, they're allowed to sell it, Beitlis, in the big marketplace, V'nishkolim Belitra, and they're allowed to weigh it out also with regular weights. In other words, they're allowed to be Mavaza, do Dovach Shabachol, with a regular Kodshim that became Posel, because we want the person to buy it to pay a lot of money for it. So since the money goes to Hegdish, we're makel to say the person that buys it could do whatever he wants with it. Ma'ashenken by a bechor v'ha meiser. A bechor, the hanor, the enjoyment goes to the bailam, goes to the kohen. And the suadin, the meiser goes to enjoyment of it, a meiser beima goes to the bailam. So therefore, even when it comes to baal mum, that you're allowed to use it, you're not allowed to be noig chol to be mevazerit, because Hegdish doesn't gain on the deal. So therefore, since Hegdish doesn't gain, it's only the Bailam that uses it. We don't want the Bailam to be Mavaze the Bechor. Still it says, like the Gemara says now, V'shoiklin mona kineged mona bebechor. By a Bechor that becomes a Balmum, the Locher is now the Kohen's allowed to eat it, he gets shechted and eat it. The meat, he's not allowed to weigh it with a regular weight, with a regular scale, but mona kineged mona is mutter. You're allowed to put on the scale one piece of meat on one side and this piece of meat on the other side and to weigh them out. So you see, weighing something, money, connected money, is not called the mevaza kodeshim, so the chur huadin and yom tefos, which should be mutter. Oh, Malay, Abayah said, no, there's no raya from this Mishnah in Bechoris. Vedil Malayhi, maybe there's no raya from this Mishnah. I'll tell you like this. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yeshua. Up until now, Rav Yeshua only said, hocho, he only said over here by yom tef, that you're allowed to weigh out one portion against the other portion, el delakya bizoyin kodeshim. That here we're not talking about a Bechor by kodshim. We're talking about just a loch of yom tov. Can you weigh something out? So there, the yisur is uvdu dechol, something you do in the middle of the week. There, you're not allowed to do on yom tov. So there, we say that if you do this shinui, you don't weigh the meat on a regular scale by using the scales, the weights, but you use a shinui, something different. You only weigh one portion against the other portion. There, it's mutter. But maybe by the loch of by a bechor, since there it's an inyan of kodshim, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would be machmir to say even a mona keneged mona would be yosa. And the more said double hosam diikah bizoyin kodeshim loy. But maybe by bechor, with a sharl of bizoyin of kodeshim, you're not acting nice to kodeshim. He'll be moider. It's also inami. Maybe I'll tell you like this. Ad kan up until now loy kamri rabbonin hosam. When did the rabbonin say the end of mishnah bechoris? Ela mishum deloy mechse kudin dechol. Because it does not look like you're doing enough to dechol. But over here where it looks like you're doing a nuvda dechayol, here maybe it's also. So Rashi explains that over there by a bechor, what you're doing is you're selling the bechor. So Rashi says, the hosa mechirhi, it's the, you're selling it. When I sell you meat, then it's not a minig, the derech is not to weigh one portion against the other portion. So there it's called a shinui. Therefore, by kodeshim, it's not called you being mevaza the kodeshim. That's why you are allowed to weigh out the meat, one portion against the other portion. Abul hocha mashenkin over here by yomtif. Like Rashi says, Gabi Rebbe Chiyah, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe, the two sons of Rebbe. Ka'avdi uvdin dechol, they're doing something the way you usually do in the weekday manner. To a chaluki, all they're doing now is dividing up the portion. They're not selling one to the other, they're just dividing up the portions. V'chein dera kol achokin, this is the way, in normal manner, the way you divide up things. V'lai sviru the rabbonin de becheres kebishua. Therefore, could be the rabbonin there do not hold like kebishua by yomtif. Could be by yomtif, maybe it's osur to divide up portions by using a scale on one side, one portion, the other side, the other portion. Because that maybe is the normal manner to do it. So therefore, there's no raya. So Gemara says, Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? The kafti adodi, that this maisa between Rabbi Chiya and Reb Shimon, the two sons of Rebbe, they were makbid, they were strict upon one or the other to make sure that each one got the exact amount. There was a mice not like that. For Hanu Shev Benisa, there were seven pieces of fish. The also of a Rebbe that came into Rebbe's house. For Yishtake Chomish Menaya by Reb Chiya. And his son Reb Chiya took five portions, five pieces of the fish. For like Kofed Reb Shimon Rebbe, and Reb Shimon was not makbid that his brother took so much. So you see, they were not makbid to make the exact amount of a chalukah division equally. So Mar says, Amar Papa, Enechanami, Shad Yegavri Benayu. You have to stick in somebody else between them. The Maisa wasn't just with Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon. So Mar says, E Reb Chiya, if you want to be girls for Reb Chiya, you have to save Reb Yishmob Reb Yosi. Put in, the Maisa was Reb Chiya and Reb Yishmob Reb Yosi, they divided up. And they were makbid one and the other to make an exact division. Reb Shimon Reb, if you want to be gerus, Reb Shimon Reb was the Maisa, or Bakapur. What you have to add in is the Bakapur, that's what you have to add in. So Reb Shimon and Bakapur, they were makbid to make the exact amount of a division. Mashrek and Enechanami, Reb Shimon and Reb Chiya, the two sons of Rebbe, they were not makbid, they were not weigh out the divisions equally to have equal chaluka. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Vaita, Eimash Chizin es Hasakin Beyomtif. You're not allowed to sharpen your knife on Yomtif. To use a mashchosa means to use a sharpener. We'll soon see it means a stone, to rub your knife against the stone. Avo mashi aga bechaverta. But you're allowed to rub one knife against the other knife. Avi, you're doing a shinui, that's mutter. So Rashi says, the mishani mederach achol, because you're making a difference the way you do it on the weekday, therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara says like this, Omer Rav Huna, lo ishonu ela b'mashcheza shalevin. The Mishnah that says it's also, it's only talking about a sharpener made out of stone. They used to sharpen your knife, rub it along the stone. If you have a sharpener made out of wood, you want to rub the knife against the wood, then mutter, then you're allowed to do it. That's Rav Huna's halacha. Now on this, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hodi Amrit Shalevin, also that you're saying, a stone, you're not allowed to use a stone to sharpen your knife with, Lo Yamor Nelo Lechadado, like he's being makel. It was only said, it's only us if the purpose of rubbing your knife against the stone is to sharpen the knife. Avol Yehavi Yisham Nunisa, but if your only purpose is to take the fat off the knife, like you just got finished cutting fatty meat, a lot of fat is still on the knife, you want to clean off the knife and rub it against the stone, that's mutter. Michlal, if that's true, from here we have a diyuk, we have a proof, Michlal de Bishel Eitz, if you're only rubbing it against wood, the knife, then afilu lechad donani mutter. Even if your purpose is to sharpen the knife, also it's mutter. This is one girsa, and this is lekula. The ikah de mastin la seifa, some learned this, there's last halacha lechumra, on the Sefer. That the Sefer, the Braisa, or the Sefer of Rav Huna said, Bishaleitz mutter. You're only not allowed to do it, Bishal Evan of stone. But of wood, it's mutter. Now, what's mutter? Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, ha di armit Bishaleitz mutter. That's what it said, even on wood. You're allowed to rub your knife, lo yamornel, lahavar sham nunisa. It's even on wood, it's only said you're allowed to rub it to take off the fat that's on the knife. Avul lechadado, but if your purpose of rubbing the knife even against wood is to sharpen it, also, that's also. This is the Chumrah. Michlal, if this is true, from here Tzadik, it's a raya, the Bishal Evan. When you have a sharpener made out of stone, then the loch would be, Afilu lahavir sham nisa osir. Even if the purpose is to take off the fat of the knife, also it would be osir. Because there'd be exerenzald. One should come to use the stone for any purpose, even just to clean the knife on the stone, to get off the fat, would be afraid you come to sharpen the knife on the stone, and that's also. Now, ikad masni lo amas disen. Some learn to sew these two gears as like are dear from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, ein mashchize nesasakin b'yomtif. You're not allowed to sharpen your knife on yomtif. And on this, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, it was only learned what's also in our Mishnah, only to sharpen the knife. But stamp to clean it, rub it to get the fat off the knife, that's mutter. Mechlel, from here be it raya, the agadi chaverta, that the seifa of our Mishnah says, you let her rub one knife against the other knife, afilu lechadado nami mutter. This will be a dik again, lekula. That even to sharpen the knife, it would be mutter if you do a shinui, if you just rub one knife against the other knife. It's only yosa to sharpen it when you're using a regular sharpener made out of stone. And even on stone, you're allowed to clean it to get off the fat. Vika de master lo seifa. Some learn this halacha l'chumra on the seifa. That our seifa of the Mishnah says, avo ma'ashiyo al gabi chaverta. True, you're allowed to rub the knife against the other knife, one against the other. And on this, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, lo ishanu, this is only learned that you're allowed to, el lahavir shamanisa, l'chumra. Even rubbing one knife against the other knife, it's only mutter to take off the fats on the knife. But if your purpose is to sharpen the knife on Yom Tov, Osir, you're not allowed to rub one knife even against the other knife to sharpen the knife. And Mechlal, if that's the pshat and it's a diyuk, the b'mashchezes, when you want to use a regular sharpener made out of stone, even to just rub it to get the fat off it, off the knife, that would also be Osir. Now, the Gemara says, "Man tana de mashchezes osur." Who's the chada tana of our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov? Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the loike Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Ein. Or also the Tanan. It's a Mishnah. Some of the Yerusham, Ein ben Yom Tov leShabbos elo oichel nefesh bovad. There's no difference. The Tanya Kama says between the Malachis of Shabbos and the malachas of Yom Tov, all the malachas are also on Yom Tov also, elo oichel nefesh bavad. You're only allowed to do malachas on Yom Tov for the purpose of oichel nefesh, for the purpose of food, for cooking, for making the food, that's what's mutter. But otherwise, the malachas apply to Yom Tov also. Reb Yehuda matir af b'machshiri oichel nefesh. Reb Yehuda is a mekel and says, even when you have to prepare food, the preparation for the food, the hechshir machshiri oichel nefesh is also mutter to do on Yom Tov. In other words, a hechshav and echel nefesh would mean like our case sharpening the knife. You have a knife that's dull, it doesn't cut anymore, and you want to cut the meat. So sharpening the knife, it's not called echel nefesh, you're not fixing the food itself, but it's called a hechshav, it's something, the preparation for food. When you have a good knife, you'll be able to prepare the food with it. So therefore, fixing the knife is called a hechshav for an echel nefesh. And if you hold on Yom Tov, you're allowed to even do malachis, let's tzarech, machshiri echel nefesh. And we'll soon see how we pass it. Now, Omalei Rav the Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda told Rav Rav told Rav Chizda, "Dashina Meshmecha." People say over the dash in your name that you said Alocha Reb Yehuda. That the Alocha is like Reb Yehuda. That even Machshiri Eichel Nefesh is also Mutter on Yom Tov. Omalei, so Rav Chizda said, like back, very good. Yeh Ravod, you should be very good and very pleased. Like the Chol Kihani Milim Al Yisrael, all these good things. Tidrishu Mishmoi, Taka say it over my name. Like I'm very happy. It's very good what you're saying. Now this Omer of Nehemiah braid Rav Yosef. Heavy Kiimna Kaime the Rova. We have Nehemiah braid Rav Yosef said he was once walking in front of Rova. And it was on Yom Tov, and he saw that Rova of Heavy called Ma'avir Lisakino Apuma de Kula. He saw him rub